see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, they got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble, and welcome. Brought to you by Watching for Jesus Network. Family, I'm going to talk today, like I said, about the details concerning the Humanist Manifesto. And then we're going to go over some actual events today, tomorrow, that they've orchestrated right up close and personal. Well, it's not theory. It's practice. And I'll cover that today. And tomorrow as well. Because this actually encompasses quite a bit of our lives. People don't realize it. Sometimes I don't realize it as much till I really get to studying it, and I have epiphanies all the time, as I'm sure many of you do when you study this conspiracy. But a word of warning to each of you, don't fall in the trap that I did. When I first started this 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when I was in the Congo, I had an opportunity to, you might say, to be able to sit back and see things. I was the project manager for intelligence project for the State Department, U.S. State Department. I worked with another individual, another contractor, MPRI, setting up intelligence instruction for four countries, African countries, to bring them together, train their heads, if you will, on how to put together anti-terrorist action to take out their so-called terrorists in each country, Burundi, Rwanda, Congo, some other countries, you'd train them for like 3 months. I didn't train them. I was a project manager for the whole project, but the specialist, MPRI, would train them with the techniques and technology, techniques of anti-terrorism and other, it's quite detailed. So I had opportunity, being over there, to look back over my experiences in Kosovo and Saudi Arabia and what I was doing there. And that's when I discovered the combination of this conspiracy, that it was a worldwide conspiracy that I was involved in Kosovo, how much that fit in the integral part of it. Integral part was in Kosovo. I didn't see the whole picture in Kosovo at all, or Saudi Arabia. But each time I left each of the contracts and jobs, I picked something up along the way until my whole shoe was filled with mud. I said, oh, I better change shoes. You see the parable here is that if you look back over what you've learned, God puts you in places where he wants you to be, and then he'll wake you up and say, now, this is why I want you to see this. Now, are you going to listen to me? Or are you going to go your own way? You see? And so you have a choice to make. Whether you're going to be obedient to him, or whether you're going to go your own path. As humanists do. I'm going to cover a lot of detail today. I want to establish how the humanists control ISIS. And humanist is worldwide, not just United States. And humanists are your presidents, your legislators, your joint chief of staff, your congressmen, your representatives, your CEOs, school teachers, Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, every single one. It's all about humanism. That's what it's all about. And I'm discovering this even more so lately, how integral part that humanism plays in this whole scheme of the internationalism. Every bit of it's humanism. And Satan, the supernatural realm, came up with humanism, which will be replaced when it takes a lead, with Luciferianism, worship of Lucifer. But first, he's got to find the need of what humans want. And as humanism is to exalt ourselves, do we not? So, he found the need there. So he makes the elite, the humanist, and the goyim, oh, that be us, as less than, needing to be controlled, led by you, elitist. So you're going to be the ones to bring mankind to the next level of its evolution when the Nexus comes around. The Aquarian Age, the evolution of mankind to the next step of a supernatural type mankind. A big jump you've made from Fred Flintstone to even past George Jetson to now you're supernatural beings, you're gods. That's what Copeland, Joyce Myers, and all the other TBN, as I proved the other day, with their own words, that we are all gods run around. Later to be gods in control of universes and planets. People actually believe this nonsense. I had somebody tell me, I'm not going to say the name, of course, but this person was innocently, more or less, actually doing astral travel. I said, no, man, don't be doing that mess. He said, no, I'm going to do it. I've been doing it for a long time, he said, and he's been to Tibet. I said, oh, this is going to get sticky. And so forth. I said, oh, he does know what he's doing. I said, you're leaving your body open for demonic possession. Oh, no. And he was dead serious. He's going to go in the future 3 years and try to change history and show God how man can be redeemed, that we don't have to go through tribulation. I said, you got to be kidding me. So who told you all that? I can do it, he said. Family, these people are serious. They don't understand what happens in astral travel. It's the demons using their body. It's like leaving your car open in some crime-ridden area, your Lamborghini with the door open. Come take it. Well, that's your body. Family, the supernatural is real. And they want your body. Literally, when your body's dead for 3-4 days and starts smelling bad, rigor mortis set it in, they can't use your body. So use a virus or Ebola or whatever it might be, hint, hint, that will render you, the soul within the body, ineffective, but the body will still be alive, that the demonic entity can take over. Y'all better listen to what I said. You're going to see it. And the name Yeshua, Yahuwah, whatever this people coming up with, is not going to scare or move away those demons. It ain't going to happen. People are going to be, when they're scared to death and they see these demonic entities and these bodies, it's coming. And they're going to start yelling out the name Yeshua in stark terror. It's not going to work. The name Jesus is the only one that's going to work. Those that's born again, they're going to need you bad. I know this may be a little much for somebody if you're a new listener, but I got to move on here. What I'm telling you is the truth. It's coming. Helter Skelter is coming. The release of the Nephilim is coming. But these are demonic entities taking on physical bodies. And you better be prayed and fasted up enough, faith in God enough, your prayer life intact, because you're going to face these entities if you're still here. And you're going to have to tell them, command them to leave while you're shaking your boots and probably peeing in your pants. Because that day is coming, of which fear you have never known before is going to be upon you. It's coming. Spiritual warfare, it's going to go beyond praying and fighting some entities that you don't even see. These you're going to see. It's coming. Helter Skelter that you've never seen before. Get ready. Well, as long as they can have you in fear, they're okay because they want your body. Family, this is based in physics, alchemy, chemistry, that people are not being taught how to deal with it. They're not being taught in these churches how to fight it, how to lead others to the confidence to have faith that they can defeat this enemy through the use of the Holy Spirit. The Bibles, other than the King James, have literally been corrupted enough to where the ability to learn about spiritual warfare has been taken away. The King James has everything you need to know about spiritual warfare. That's why they want you off of the King James. It's been purposely corrupted. In the same way, they're going to try to take the weapons away. Family, some serious things coming. But it's going to come when God allows it to. And He'll give you what you need to fight it, to deal with it. But you have to be born again. You have to trust in Him. You're not going to make it when this happens. I'm going to cover today about this, what they've done. And also remind you all tonight about my Bible study 8 to 9. And stand by for an announcement eventually that I may not be at Revelation Radio Network. I may be coming to my own network on Mondays. I'll announce it officially. I have to do some discussing, talking, and so forth with some folks, but I'll announce that later. dedicate the broadcast and let's get moving here because we got a lot to cover today. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. Thank you, Lord, for this network you've given us. And Father, thank you for our families, opportunities we have, divine appointments, and Lord, for the King James Bible. But Father, most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Lord, we pray today that you bring us together. Give us discernment and wisdom that, Lord, we can help others. And Father, to give us the discernment and wisdom that, Father, protect ourselves when we go up against these enemies. Father, we're praying for our nation. We're praying, Lord, that you'll bring a spirit of discernment and wisdom to those that are seeking. And Lord, to bring out the watchman, to give them the truth, show them the spiritual warfare, Father, and to bring those warring angels down, that Father, you'll guide us along with them to defeat this enemy. But Lord, to defeat the enemy, to bring others to Jesus Christ. Father, we pray, Lord, that you bring wisdom, discernment to those that are going to minister to those considering suicides. Lord, you give courage to those that's in the halls of politics that they'll delay or stop these bills that's going through that supports this humanist agenda. The Lord, to give us the time, give us the opportunities to witness to others. Father, we pray against this witchcraft that's going on today. We pray, Father, that we'll break the chains and break the connections that witchcraft has over your children. And Father, that's why we lift this prayer. And we do pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over ourselves, over myself, over our families, over my family. And Father, those that's praying to hear their prayers. And we pray this blood of Jesus over those that's around us. We ask you, Lord, for these giant warrior angels that you have to be loosed from heaven, surround us and protect us. And Lord, as your war club and weapons of war, Father, we call upon you for that Holy Spirit to break down, undam, and blow up all the walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break the power of all their curses, their vexes, hexes, spells, their charms, their fetishes, their psychic prayers, their psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control to be taken away, the jinxes and potions, the bewitchments, the alchemy, the death, destruction, the sickness and pain that they cause, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being sent my way or a family member's way of all those praying, Lord, hear their prayers, and to return it, this evil, back to the demons and the senders right now, and back to them sevenfold, and then bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we do pray that these lost souls, that they will find the light of your Son, Jesus, that will. And Lord, that their own snares and their own traps then have been set against themselves. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that you loose them from the all mind control of this Satan. And Father, we also ask you that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus. And so they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. In these things we pray. And Father, we also pray for the children that's going to be sought after, abducted, taken in, and those already in captivity, Lord, to find a way to release them, to take the sacrifices away from these Wicca and these covens, to turn them down, Lord, to take them away, to take them out, and Father, to break up these covens, cause derision, division inside of them. Father, to break up this technology that's causing the chemtrails. And Father, to tear down their computer systems and destroy them. Father, these things we pray that you lift your children up and bring out the watchmen to start telling the truth. And Father, for those in the pulpits, the synagogues, and the cathedrals, Lord, to steer away from their control by the government, control by the secret societies, and Father, to start preaching the truth to those in the congregation about eternity, about the love of Jesus, and about salvation. In these things we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, what's truth? What is really truth? Now, I'm not going to be making much friends today, I don't think, and I'm glad I'm not going for any public office because I won't be elected. But I'm going to tell you the truth today, as I always try, but then I want you to also not believe a word I say. I want you to doubt everything I say. And then you find out for yourself. Whatever it takes. So you learn the truth. If I'm wrong in something, you remind me of that. Family, because things are getting serious. The covens have picked up steam. They are seeking out their targets. They've got covens assigned to certain people. The hexes, the vexes, the spells. Family, they can send those over YouTube. They can send that. They can actually put a curse on their postings back to you. God is a great revealer. Satan is a great deceiver. What God uncovers, Satan tries to hide. You see, that's what's going on today. They got you looking at Ebola now. It's not Fukushima anymore. It's Ebola. Next thing is going to be some kind of incident that's going to happen, maybe in Syria, maybe in Pakistan, maybe India, a nuclear explosion, or some kind of nuclear power plant, kaboom. Something's coming up. I don't know what it is, but I guarantee you'll know it when it happens. You see, every conspiracy, bar none, no exception, I promise you will not find one. Every conspiracy is simply a step in the outward manifestation of Lucifer's determined rebellion toward God as executed by his human agents. That's what's going on today. Everything else is to create fear and cause you to lose sight of this truth. Well, don't lose sight of it. Because it's going to come at you. George Orwell said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. See, they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. There's a show that came on called Scorpion. It's allegedly a true story, a true storyline of these geniuses hired by Homeland Security that do all these, you know, dramatic things on the script. Suppose it's true. Well, a couple nights ago, I watch it sometimes on this computer system thing, and I watch one segment of it. They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Well, they do it in sitcoms, they do it in cartoons, they do it in TV, they do it in movies in different ways. They do tell you what they're going to do. The truth lies in the fiction. What's on TV and what you see on CBS, NBC, Fox News, all that, they're really telling you about 80% truth and 20% lies. Sometimes they'll switch it around. But what you see in the movies, the drama and stuff, it's actually true. They put it to a fictional storyline, so you won't believe it. Okay, here's the point. and this is the truth, is that in this particular storyline of Scorpion this past Monday, was that they were called in to this governor's daughter had acquired some virus that somehow through the computer or something. I don't know exactly how it worked, but anyway, she acquired some virus, and everybody was all, you know, had the bed all covered in plastic and all that. And the hero of the storyline figured out that, whoa, it was a virus that was only designed for her and her alone based on her DNA. We've been saying this for years, and it's actually true. You see, they can design a virus in Grand Central Station, if they put it through the ventilation system, designed just for you, just for your DNA, John Jones, that they know you're going to be in Grand Central Station at 3 o'clock to catch a plane or train, whatever, catch a train. They'll put it through the ventilation system, and literally, that one virus will kill you and nobody else in the entire station. Because it's based on your DNA. Where they get your DNA, anytime you've ever given blood or anything, they have a major database worldwide. And guess who created Red Cross? The Rothschilds. And they can clone through your DNA. They can make diseases to kill off all black people. They make diseases just to kill all white people based on their DNA. And that's a fact. HIV. HIV virus is man-made in Fort Detrick, Maryland, under a classified project in the 1970s. To kill off, starting off in Africa, homosexual targets that they knew was going to advance itself in the United States, and it did, and everywhere else, is man-made. Ebola comes from that. So does the Gulf War Syndrome. It was all designed in the laboratory and different modifications of it to kill. That's the purpose of it. Fort Detrick, Maryland. That's where Ebola comes from. HIV. It's not some Pat Robinson saying God created it for punishment. Pat Robinson's a 33rd degree Mason. Pat Robinson, Missler, LaHaye, Palin, the whole lot of them are members of the Council on National Policy, CNP. The Council on National Policy is a secretive right-wing religious group of subversives, humanists, under the Council of Foreign Relations. Look it up and tell me no. It's more secretive than the Council of Foreign Relations. Bunch of right-wing wingbats that are Freemasons and Eastern Stars and Luciferians and humanists on the humanist agenda. Do you understand what I'm saying here? This is massive what I'm telling you. The Council of National Policy, a member that's not well known, is Ron Paul. And the Council of National Policy created the Tea Party to galvanize, blindside Americans that join it to find out who's going to be the patriotic so they know what to get rid of. That's the purpose of it, like the NRA. Charlton Heston is a Freemason. Just like the effort or the movement, the organization to stem the number of suicides of our military personnel at 26 plus per day, I didn't make a mistake at all. 26 per day suicides of our military, not counting civilians, suicides per day. Well, they have an organization that they're trying to stem it 6 years ago, Paul Rykoff. Well, he's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. You see where we're going with this? These are all facts. Trace it down. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. And you know what? Guess what? The only people who are mad at you for speaking the truth are those people who are living a lie and keep speaking the truth. Those people get mad at you, the ones living the lie. If you're living a lie, you're already walking dead. So once you come back to life, take Jesus as your Savior, because your time's short if you haven't already. Time is moving up. The clock has been moved up. Jeremiah 11, verses 9 to 10. Old Testament, no less. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah, among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. And they went after other gods, little g, to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers, unquote, scripture. That's why his name's not Yeshua today, or Yahweh. His name is Jesus. Because they lost that covenant. They're grafted in, we're grafted in there, Gentiles. That's why they like the sacred name movement and they like the Hebrew roots movement. They're trying to get back what they lost, but it's really the tribe of Dan and their inheritance because they rebelled. They were exiled. Now they're trying to steal away what doesn't belong to them anymore. It's called Zionism. Fake Jews in Israel today. The real Jews, the real Hebrew bloodline. Oh, there's nothing going to stop them. They will regain back their land. The Hebrews, not the fake Jews today, Netanyahu and all those Yahoos. Because 3/4 will be wiped out when God allows the Antichrist at the mid-tribulation to enter the city of Jerusalem, declare himself to be God, and that's when the first trumpet will sound. And then comes God's wrath. And it won't be harp. It won't be some man-made nonsense. It'll be God's power over man, God's power over Satan. And there's nothing they can do about it but just set and take it. God's vengeance will be unleashed for 3.5 years upon a sinful earth. Fallen angels and sinners that rejected Jesus. That's how it's going to happen. And there's no stopping it. That's the message. But in the meantime, what are y'all up against? I want to demonstrate something. I don't want to make light of it or nothing. I'm not going to, but I don't mean to be a party pooper, really, as they call it. But something dawned on me today when I heard something. And if I'm wrong, please correct me. Send me an email and say, Tom, you just went too far today. You're wrong today. And it's okay, but I just feel in my heart I got to say this. I just got to say it. And it won't be in part two. At what point do we stop lying? At what point? Now, I've told my lies in my life that I'm very, very sorry for. I've hurt lives. I've hurt people. Physically. But worse, emotionally, broken marriages and my lies that I told. So I'm a sinner, but don't mean I'm going to be quiet. So I have to admit what I've done was wrong. I've hurt people physically. But at what point do we stop living that kind of life? What point do we decide? And what level is a lie okay? Is there gold at the end of a rainbow? That sounds sweet. One day you'll have your rainbow and there'll be a gold pot there. Is there really a gold pot there? Can I really go find a rainbow and find a gold there, and a little leprechaun said, "Oh, hello. Oh, you want to get the gold?" Is that true? No, it's not true at all. A rainbow, the Antakarana, the rainbow bridge to Lucifer. Satan has taken that rainbow bridge. It's very complicated, very complex, as above, so below, the rainbow bridge, Antakarana. It's occultic. What God used, God said, as a covenant, Satan is abused. The Antakarana is total evil. So God's taken that rainbow, the different colors, that's what the homosexual colors of the rainbow, that's what that responds to, is the Antakarana. It's very deep, it's alchemy. Male to female, male to male, male to female. Changes of body structure. An abomination to God is what they've done. Is what the rainbow colors stand for. Ante, E-N-T-E-K-A-R-A-N-A, Antakarana. I'm not going to talk about that right now. But the point is, there's no gold in this rainbow. It's just a pretty rainbow. There it is. Wow. Double rainbow. Whoa. Get a picture, get a selfie or whatever you want to call it on it and put it in the Facebook and all that. Great. But is there gold at the end of it? No. What do kids think? That there's gold at the end of the rainbow. That there's really something there. Is there a Santa Claus? Is there really one? You know, you got NASA tracking Santa Claus literally on TV and kids watch it. I always wondered how that fat man could move so fast. We used to put milk and cookies, and I was sneaky though. I would hide behind the cushion chair and I'm going to catch that sucker. So I'd wait, everybody went to sleep and I'd sneak out. I was going to trip him up. I was going to put something in his milk. Oh, yeah, it was. I wanted to find out. I so much believed it. Until I became like 18, 19 years old, and I played Santa Claus. Back then, I had to use a pillow. Today, I don't think I'd have to use a pillow. But is there a Santa Claus? Really? At what point does a child at 2, 3, 4, 5... when do they finally realize they've been lied to? It's cute, but down deep to subconscious, they realize that there's really not a tooth fairy. Now, in my day, it was a quarter. Today, it's probably a $5 bill. But is there really a tooth fairy? Where'd you get that money under your pillow? Well, you put sweetheart, come here, honey. You see that tooth? Okay, well, okay. Anyway, put it on the pillow. And go to bed, and there'll be some money there. Oh, goody. And you wake up, and there's some money under there. Wow, a tooth fairy. Santa Claus. Pot and then the rainbow. And I love Easter, man. Those chocolate bunnies, man. Don't tell nobody. Get my chocolate rush, man. I just rush to the supermarket. Get me the. And I wait till after Easter. That way you take a $5 chocolate bunny. They've got to use a wheelbarrow to carry it out with. I pay $2.50 for it. Sometimes I get one full, sometimes one is hollow. And little Easter eggs. And all those little chickens that we color up and make them different color. Ducks. I had four ducks when I was a kid. Red, white, and I don't know, pink and purple and I don't know, whatever else. Everybody got the little ducks. Mine grew to actually be four big ducks. Man, they could apply for Aflac. Whack, 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 whack. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's back when. Easter bunny. Is there Easter bunny? No. If there was one, Elmer Fudd would be after it. There's no Easter Bunny. Christmas, there's no Santa Claus. Christmas, it's on. Christmas is on in a pagan holiday. And we're paid to observe it. And Easter, we do a sunrise service. Family, we're worshiping the sun god Ra. In D.C., they're worshiping the blisk of Nimrod's private parts, Nimrod, the obelisk, and Washington Monument, and watching the sun come up, that's sun worship. Where's Jesus in the obelisk and the sun rising? Yet they all sit out there. We watch him. At every church. And what do you do on Halloween? You got churches, Baptist churches, Methodist churches, Presbyterian, whatever, Catholic churches, I don't know. They got their own Holland House. Wow. Demons running around everywhere. Bobbing apples. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Maple or molasses popcorn things, whatever. There goes your dentures, Grandma. We celebrate pagan holidays. Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, Rainbow, gold at the end of it. Now, you think that's not much, but at what point does that child become an adult at some point in time, realize that it's a lie? So what does that do? That sets up for them to think, well, God is like the Tooth Fairy. Have you not heard that before? Do not the humanists say, yeah, like, I believe in God. Yeah, I believe in the Tooth Fairy, too. Well, so did you. You believe in the Tooth Fairy. You're like, oh. That is exactly why they have these lies. This is the purpose of it. That's my point. What point do we stop telling lies? Well, not to make light of this, but, and it's cute. It actually is very cute. But when I heard this, through the cuteness of it, I saw the diabolical plan that these people don't know. The 3-year-old girl.
Oh, Mimi, there's a rainbow hitting your house. Your house is a rainbow, and it is pink, red, yellow, green, purple. And I think you have a treasure. So when you get home, look in the garden, find the treasure, bring it over to my house, call me back. Bye.
That's a serious call. That little girl is going to call her grandma and say, Grandma, did you find the treasure? And grandma's going to have to say no. Or grandma's going to say, yes, I did. You see where we've got ourselves? Freemasons, huh? You've taken a blood oath to keep secrets. In name of God, you've taken this blood oath to keep secrets. They know what they're doing. Because they're going to have you keep a secret that's going to be illegal. It's going to be a lie. But you've given your oath to God to keep secrets for the Freemasons. So now you're stuck kind of between a rock and a hard place. Of obeying God's commandments. Or obeying what the Brotherhood has have you swear to God to do. You're caught in the middle. There's nowhere to go. You're like, either I disobey God and lie. Or I tell a lie. If I tell the truth, I'm still disobeying God. I don't know what to do. Humans will say, go ahead and do what humans want. Don't forget your blood oath. How about that? I don't cut no slack. And I don't cut no slack for me either. How about that? Because that's exactly the dilemma you are. When you're providing personal information about somebody's bank account to a brotherhood that wants to take him down because he's not voting for a particular issue, or you find out somebody's license plate that the Freemason cop wants to know about, you see? Oh, they do this all the time. I got a complete essay on how they can destroy a man by using their brotherhood in various locations and governments, police departments, work offices, pay everything, VA, to mess with somebody. Yeah. At what point do we tell the truth and what point do we tell a lie? When's it ever okay to tell a lie? Oh, I just thought I'd bring all this up. Because we're lied to every day by the government. Europeans are lied to by their government. And they're all based on humanism. You see what I mean? Now, if I'm wrong, please, somebody tell me. I'm going overboard here. At what point does that little girl find out there's really no pot in the rainbow? No pot of gold in the rainbow? What point? And what does she think when you tell her that? What's her world? What happens to her world? There's no, you didn't find, there's no treasure, but I thought there was. And what if she don't get that money and everybody else gets money for their teeth, but she don't get money for her teeth? Does that mean the tooth fairy don't love her? Well, she don't get presents like everybody else. That means Santa Claus don't like her? Don't love her? She's been bad, but she's been good, but I didn't get no presents, mommy. Christmas is a cursed holiday because it's not when Jesus was born. Mithra, it's a pagan holiday covered over with Christianity, but it's not Christian at all. Jesus wasn't even born in December. Born in September. Conceived in December, the previous December. Conceived, yes, by God himself. So Satan made a holiday of Christmas, 24th and 25th, as Mithra and Tammuz. That's their birthday that we celebrate, not Jesus at all. The baby Jesus is not Jesus, it's Tammuz. A lot of people don't know that. And they pay off to celebrate it. It's called presents. Yule log, the tree, phallic symbol. You know, where do you draw the line about telling the truth, you know? I hate to bust people's bubbles. I really do. It kind of bothers me a little bit. But family, if I tell the truth, I got to tell the truth. What God puts in my heart, I got to talk. I got to tell you. Whatever it does to me, I don't care. But, you know, but you got to know the truth. It's all about truth. So where are we? As I lay the groundwork, little by little, I'm in a battle right now with a bunch of places and about the validity about the King James Bible. You know, it's a battle. It's a battle big time. Of trying to prove to people that the King James Bible literally is the only true word. And it's not the part of being favorite. That's not it. It's the only one. There is no other. There are no others. Literally. And the majority of people now are still falling away and say, oh, it's my favorite one, but there's others that, no, there's not any others. I told some people today, I said, well, okay, let me put it like this. Here's how it really is. You're having you're in a history class, all right? You have your passed out history books, and you got a test coming up in this chapter, all right? And so the teacher says, it's chapter 2, read it, chapter 2, and we'll have a test next week. So I take it home and start reading it. It'd be the first time. So I start reading it, getting ready for this test, the exam. As I'm going through it, I realize I'm missing a couple pages. And there's a couple paragraphs that's blacked out. Well, that's not cool. So I go back, and I don't want to make any problems, so I just kind of deal with it. And I say, hey, John. He says, yes. I say, on this page, after page 26, what do you got there? He turns, he finds page 27. So I'm missing a page. So I am too. I reach over to Mary here. I said, Mary, I'm Mary. How you doing? I love your pigtails. Can I jerk them? No, so okay. I say, let me see your book. Turn to page 20. You see, she's missing the page too. And I found out that most of the people are missing the pages. Somebody went and just tore them all out. And they're all blacked out. Now, is somebody going to tell the teacher? Somebody's going to be quiet. Well, I'm not going to be quiet. I'm going to say, well, teacher, excuse me, we're all missing pages. So either we need new books or make sure you don't test us on that page that's missing. Somebody's got to say something. Well, the King James Bible is exactly the same thing. Every single Bible, except for the King James, every single Bible you got, bar none, are missing verses, missing words, and corrupted by design. When is somebody going to say something? This is not a matter of favorites. It's not a matter of, well, it's this, that, and the other. It's a matter of missing verses, for goodness sakes. It's a matter of same thing as missing pages in the history book you're going to take a test on. Missing verses. How's that even a discussion or debate? It's not even an opinion. It's missing. The verses are pulled out of it. I mean, you got Matthew 17:20. You got Matthew 17:22. What happened to 17:21? It's gone. It's not there. You understand? How is this debatable? Why is it a Calvinist, a professor at Harvard, can't say, wait a minute, these books that I'm teaching on NIV and all this and all that, they're missing verses. We shouldn't use them. How hard is that? But it's the opposite. Well, it's easier to read. Yeah, when it's not missing verses. But it's not easier to read, actually. Because when you change the words, the meanings have changed over the past 200 or 300 years. You don't update the Bible. You go back to what they, as guided by God, for their definition, was back then, not what it is today. There's no update in the Bible. But that's actually a humanist lie. That's my point. How deep the humanists have in controlling your lives is to take away your soul. Literally. Well, I got saved by the NIV. Uh-huh. If you really got saved by using the book because you had it, Holy Spirit, you think the Holy Spirit is going to keep the discernment back from you that you're using a Bible that's missing verses, it's a heretical Bible? From then on, you'd say, well, I can't use this Bible anymore because the Holy Spirit convicted me. It's convicted me. I can't use it because it's missing. I can't even believe this is even discussion. It's missing verses. So the Holy Spirit's convicted me to get a Bible that's got all the verses. Wow. How is this possible that this is even a debate? But it is. Massive. Every church just about now promote the NIV. I got to really check when I use sources in my Bible study. I got to triple check sometimes because most of the material I find is using NASB or NIV verses. Why? And the verses they have there are corrupted words by design. The majority of people don't know this. Nobody's fighting for it. They're not standing their ground. Doggone it, make noise. Stand up for God. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for His holy word. You know? What's really going on today by humanism is internationalism. Family, it's very simple. Everything's got an ism on the, I don't care what it is. It doesn't make any difference what it is. No exception. I imagine even rheumatism. If it's got an ism on the back of it, it's designed, created, used by the Illuminati, the Jesuits, to divide and separate us. Political. I never understood political. You got Democrat over here, Republican over there. Divided. So, I never understood this. All Democrats vote for this issue because the legislator is a Democrat. And if he's a Republican, all Republicans vote for his. What if you don't like it and you're Republican? You like what the Democrat guy's got. Well, boy, what's wrong with you, son, if you're a Democrat? Your great-granddaddy was a Democrat. Your granddaddy, your great-great-granddaddy was a Democrat. And your father was a Democrat. Your family's all Democrat. What you vote for that daggum Republican for? Because I like the issue better. You can't be doing that. You see, they got so divided. It was on purpose. Keep us divided so we can never come together for now. Now they're trying to bring us together, aren't they? Yeah, imagine that. Order out of chaos. It works perfectly. That was the purpose of the political parties. You create chaos to bring order. You never have elected a president in your history, ever. They're always appointed. They're in the same bloodline families. They've been assigned as president of a corporation. At what point do we start learning the truth? Huh? Internationalism, regardless if it's communist or capitalist or diametrically opposed to God's plan of creation, no matter what it is. God the Creator, you see, He intended, obviously, that the world should be broken up into many nationalities. He's changed the languages. He divided us all up. He made the people of the different nationalities speak different languages. The different cultures developed later. That's another story. I'm not going into that, how that happened after Noah. Where Chinese came from, where white came from, where black came from, Hispanic. That's another story. I'm not going there today. I can't explain it, but I'm not going to today. But He divided us all up. God evidently planned that races and nationalities should enjoy autonomy, should remain separate, except that all members of the human race should be united as brethren under the benevolence of God the Father. This is the bottom line. I have the evidence here of their own plans that they're going to bring all the races together, combine them, so that no longer you'll have separation and division for His new world order. Quote, once they declare the Illuminati King Despot of the Universe, quote, the agentur of the Illuminati will proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. And this experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. And Dr. Brock Chisholm, who was director of the United Nations Health Organization, 1948 to 1953, said, and I quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. And then after they do that, they're going to mass medicate the population. Well, the mass medication of the population began in the year 1900. So the combining of the races began in the 1700s. 1600s when it began. They accomplished it as reported October 2013. National Geographic on the October issue, Changing Face of America. America was designed, designated as a melting pot of the universe, of the world for the new Atlantis. It has been accomplished. Now, God's going to bring us all back together too. Under His control after Armageddon. See what's happening really? I told you I wasn't going to hold nothing back today. I had some serious things to tell y'all that some of you ain't going to like. But this is all documented, it's all factual, and it's what's going on a supernatural level. It's based on humanism. You know, Jesus Christ made this intention of God quite clear when He told the disciples, go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost made it possible for the disciples to carry out this mandate by giving them then the power of tongues. That's what the real tongues is all about. Not this gibberish they got today in these charismatic churches where you don't have a clue what they're saying. That's not tongues. And that's absolutely not evidence of the Holy Spirit. It is satanic. People don't realize this. At the Pentecost, the ignorant fishermen and peasants who became followers of Christ were suddenly, miraculously transformed into linguists and scholars immediately. Real scholars, not what they got today. The ones today are, as I've proven, are humanists. Every one of them, every college, every university, every public school, by quote, date, names I can give you to them, every public school is a school of humanism. Bar none today. Secretly, people don't realize this. Controlled by Freemasonry. Eastern Stars keeps it under control. As they do small town police departments and big city cops. They keep the other cops in line. That's where the corruption comes from. I mean from Harvard, right down to Wake Forest, NC State, Colorado, doesn't make any difference. They all are Marxist, socialist instructors, professors, and teachers under perfect control by the Council of Foreign Relations, and over them is Tavistock that tells them what to do. When they set out to preach the fatherhood of God and told the love of Christ to head all for the Father, the people who would serve and worship Almighty God, the Father. That's what they went out, the disciples did, to evangelize using the power of tongues. Supernaturally, they could speak the language. There were so many languages back then. But all of a sudden, they could speak that language without having to go into a Pilsner course. The unity of all people under the fatherhood of God is the plan and purpose of the Creator. So, would it not make sense that it's obviously the plan of Satan to prevent the rule on earth of Christ as a king? He's trying to through technology, politics, finance, science, the arts, in every way he can. You know, it's pure logic. It's obvious that the devil inspired his agents, humanists, on this earth to work to establish internationalism as opposed to nationalism. See, the devil's agents, the Illuminati, Jesuits, Freemasons, they advocate dictatorships as opposed to constitutional governments. I've proven also how they've tried to make us a dictatorship since 1933. FDR, Nixon, Bush, Obama, they're all on the same sheet of music. They're all Luciferian. Jimmy Carter is a Luciferian. That man is no Christian by no stretch of the imagination. The programs and projects he put forth are humanist, one side up, down the other. You know that the Illuminati conceived the long-range plans for ultimate dual domination put into effect is proved by the number of times it refers to in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which is their plan. And this diabolical scheme, it was designed for the purpose of defeating God's plan for creation and setting up despotism and tyranny of Satan to take its place, and that is in accordance with the Bible, slap dab right in the middle of it. He tried it before Nimrod, it drowned it out with water. He's going to try it after, he's going to drown it out with fire. And there's nothing to stop God. Nothing. In order to prove the contention, the document published as the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, created by Adam Weishaupt, finished on his birthday, May the 1st, 1776. It's got to be studied very carefully, and you can find it on the internet, word for word. They let you know what they're going to do. It's like, hey, here's what we're going to do, but you can't do anything about it. You know, despite all the arguments regarding the source and origin of it, they're undoubtedly, indisputably, the scheme. They call it the long-range plan, the plot, the conspiracy, whatever you want to call it, by which comparatively small group of men who are immensely wealthy, extremely cunning, Luciferians, exceedingly influential. They use gold, lies, deceits to subvert, pervert, the human race. They have our entire history. They use the promise of wealth and luxury and carnal pleasures they use to lure human beings away from God. And this is in order to subjugate them to the will of Satan. It's what they're doing. It's how they do it. Right under our noses. It's been ongoing, been warned and warned by real leaders. And you know what? Those real leaders have been assassinated. All the good ones. The ones that's really, truly truth tellers. That were put in position. Had significant followings. Leading movements. That might got somewhere. They've been assassinated. To get the heat off of the Illuminati, the real Illuminati, they put it on the Jews. And the Jews play the role, the fake Jews play the role that they've been assigned. They put certain Jews in position of power to fill the role that they're the ones causing all this. When in reality it's the Italian and German, Knights Templar, Knights of Malta, secret societies of a mixed nationalities. That's what's really going on today. And you know, they say that the reason that the Jews were picked as scapegoats was because the directors of the Illuminati met in the year 1893. And they planned the Spanish-American War. And in fact, it's confirmed. The sinking of the Maine was a false flag in 1898. And this was to give them control of the Cuban sugar industry. It's what they used Major General Smedley Butler for. The Boer War, 1899. Russian-Japanese War, 1904. Was to weaken Russian government. Both sides of the war between Russia and Japan was funded by the Rothschilds. The side that funded the Russians, Rothschilds, pulled the funding. To make sure they lost. Every war has been orchestrated ahead of time, with the outcome already planned. I mean every war, including World War I, World War II. Every single one, bar none. Those wars should never have happened. But they did because of the humanists that run this country today. The money barons that have their agentur in every country in the world. The agentur consists of men and women of all nationalities. They work to bring a one-world government, either because they believe in it or the only solution to present political, social, economic problems. Because of the rewards they receive for serving the Illuminati. What nationalities are we talking about in general? Well, in England, it's the Rothschilds and all their associates and their affiliates. In the United States, it's the Rockefellers and the Schiffs and their associates and affiliates headed by Bernard Baruch back in the day. Japan, the Mitsui, M-I-T-S-U-I-S, and all their associates and affiliates. FDR was working with the Mitsui to plan Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s. The same way they planned the sinking of the Maine and Lusitania. It's all pre-planned by our own people in England and Germany and Japan as the elitist plan against us. It's the humanists. In Germany, it's the Warburgs, all their associates and affiliates. And in Russia, I love this, it's the Ginsburg. Ever heard of Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Russian Illuminati? Jewish, definitely. And in France, it's still the Rothschild. German, by the name of Bauer, B-A-U-E-R. But that's not the real Illuminati. I'm not going to go over the Illuminati in detail, but the real Illuminati that you don't know about, some of you do, are all Italian. Aldo Brandini, Medici, Borgia. Chagi, Gaetana. That's the real Illuminati. The inside, Sinclair. The Knights Templar, Irish, control the money, not the Jews. They make it look like the Jews are doing it. Oh, I know what Elmer. Elmer's saying, doggone it, that boy on the radio, it's those doggone Jews. And I know he's saying that. The Christian Identity? Yeah, they just get all crazy when I say this. They get your little underwear in a pinch. Why do these people do this? They get rewards. They die if they don't. Funds and influence to obtain leadership in politics and commerce or industry. They get rapid promotions in the government services, civil service, diplomatic services, armed forces. Publicity, prestige, honors in the social sciences. Where do you think that the Nobel Peace Prize come from? Everybody, they all get Nobel Peace Prizes, man. They pass that out like candy bars. Nobel was Illuminati. They have all these rewards paid off. So in the end, they'll take their soul. They'd rather have their sandwich, like Esau did, than have their inheritance. They have wealth and social security in the luxury class. You know, a lot of outstanding citizens have been made into agent tour of the directors of Illuminati by being blissfully ignorant. Isn't that what God says? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Some of them don't even know in the Council of Foreign Relations that they in fact are serving the cause of Satan, which is going to be their destruction in the first place. They've been sold out on the idea of a one world super government for peace. They are being lied to. They've not looked behind what's really there. That's what's going on today. Now, I'm going to move on into the details of humanism here in a minute. I have some very interesting, I think, news I want to cover. Remember I told you that you have 26 suicides per day. Is it really more than that? Because a lot of suicides are not counted as suicides, but accidents. That's not counting civilian suicides. The troops come back. Anything wrong, they call you have post-traumatic stress. That's why troops don't tell them that they do, because immediately they say, oh, you need a drug. Your children. My kid, what you're saying, you're a kid. Not my kid, but I'm just using this as a hyperbole if you're saying it. I can't handle him. He's just all over the place at 5, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, really. Well, the psychiatrist, who's a fruitcake, more than likely, don't care who it is, he'll say, oh, he's got these 10 things of ADHD. Yep, he needs some pills. And he says, you know, doctor, I appreciate what you did because you gave those pills to my kid. He's just really calm today. Well, yeah, no kidding. He's under antidepressants, for goodness sakes alive. No wonder he's docile. Oh, for goodness sakes. Come on, parents. There's a Dr. Bregan who's been especially concerned about the psychiatric abuse of children and the failure to provide effective solutions through improved parenting, educational reform, community resource. The parents are targeted by many different ways. I've talked about this before, about breaking up the family. That's why. So they get to the kids. But that's not the point. Drug companies and organized psychiatry have sought after large markets for pharmaceutical products. Children have come under extensive from psychopharmaceutical complexes. So the great assault took place in the form of diagnosing children with ADHD, medicating them with stimulant drugs. Millions of children are defined as mentally dysfunctional or defective, submitted to brain-damaging psychoactive medication. So that's where Dr. Chester Pierce comes in 1973. Every child entering America into school is mentally ill because he comes with allegiance to the family, allegiance to the country, all the belief in the supernatural being, It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by introducing them to being the international child of the future. He said that to 2,000 teachers in 1973. You see why? It's all connected. Nowadays, many children come to Dr. Breggin, according to reports I've seen, for consultations when they're taking 4 or 5 psychiatric drugs at once. Mood stabilizers, Risperdal, bipolar disorder, what? Bipolar? Mood stabilizers, antipsychotic drugs to children. No wonder they got shootings in class at schools. Drug intoxicated brains of children. This should never happen. If you don't give it to them, you're afraid the Child Protective Service is going to come get them because you're not taking care of your kids. See, they're putting it between a rock and a hard place, aren't they? That's what's going on today. Well, your military, returning military personnel being given 20-some pills a day for their post-traumatic stress. 80% has never been to combat. Now you know why they got 26 suicides per day. Dr. Breggin also talked about antidepressants like Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Luvox, Celexa, Lexapro, Wellbutrin, Effexor, Cerzoni, Remerion, something like that. Violence and suicide is caused by antidepressants. And yet we still give it to them. Stopping short, he did, of concluding the antidepressants definitely cause suicide. The FDA, they did, warned that they might do so in a small percentage of children and adults, they say. But in the debate over drug-induced suicide, little attention has been given to FDA's additional warning that certain behaviors known to be associated with these drugs included anxiety, agitation, panic, attacks, insomnia, irritability, hostility, impulsivity, severe restlessness, hypomania, just the very thing they come with, they're given drugs that's going to cause it. Now they've got microchips in the drugs. DARPA confirms this. Regina Dugan confirms it from Google. She used to work for DARPA. I played that video many times of them confirming on an interview. They put microchips in the pills. A jury is awarded $1.5 million in a suicide malpractice suit, Syracuse, New York, to a family of a man who committed suicide based on the drugs. There wasn't a lawsuit. I'm not going to go into it. I don't have the time today, but now, moving ahead. Remember I told you all about the motto of the humanist motto, the New Age, it's all the same, is do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. So they're going to release felons, no longer to be prisons, get rid of the death penalty, no more laws that if you commit a crime, it's just you learning. And the person that was a victim, well, this is your learning. But don't worry, what comes around goes around. Oh, that makes me really comfortable. Something happens to you, it's just karma. Well, I'll tell you what you do with your karma, and I can't say it on the radio. Because Jesus Christ is going to fix that. But here's my point. Recently, the 26th of September, a court came down in Pennsylvania. Attorney General Kathleen Kane is distancing herself from her office response to a former state employee who was raped, saying that she doesn't agree with the assertion that the woman herself, is partly to blame for the atrocious crime. She was brutally raped at work in July 2013 by an inmate with a history of sexual assault, among other crimes. The assault reported the last 27 minutes, and for weeks her eyes were still red from broken blood vessels. Now the state's trying to say that she is responsible for it. She's responsible for a rape. Say what? I've taught rape classes for years. I mean, anti-rape defense. Rape defense classes. Gosh. I understand this very well. But Pennsylvania comes out with a ruling like this, that the woman's responsible for rape. What does that do for the rapist? It exonerates him, don't it? Do as I will, it's to hold the law. But I'm not done there. Did you know that the most powerful court in America is not the United States Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania? 42 PA CSA 502. That the most powerful court in America is not the Supreme Court of the United States. It's Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. So if they get a ruling by Pennsylvania, Remember I told y'all about how the humanists want to get rid of religion now that they are coming to bear? Prayer out of schools and all that. We talked about that the past couple days. Well, here you go. Atheist group now threatens Georgia school district over donated religious monument. Atheist group. Listen to this. Quote, the American Humanist Association, as well as the Freedom from Religion Foundation, have set its litigious sites, what a word, on the Madison County School District in the town of Danielsville, Georgia. And the religious loathing organizations are demanding that school officials remove a new monument at Madison County High School. I'm surprised that Westboro Baptist Church is not there. But I guess maybe they'll show up later. Who knows? Because it's engraved with the two New Testament verses. How terrible is that? In an angry letter to school officials, the group charged that the monument violates the First Amendment Establishment Clause. Humanist on the march. See how they do it? Sneaking up on you. Beaufort County student says he's disciplined for setting out the pledge. We talked about that before. In Beaufort County, South Carolina. Remember I told you to reduce sovereignty? Man, they are picking up the steam. Let me tell you. They're hitting all four barrels, all eight barrels, man. They're hitting it now. They're putting all their people out throughout the United States, on the internet, in movements, legislation, and Americans don't have a clue. Man, they're sitting there watching TV, working, going playing golf or whatever, or denial. I don't know what. And they're sneaking up on you, man. They're sneaking up on you, just like Norman Mattoon Thomas said they're going to do. And nobody's saying a darn word. Not a word about it. It's like me going out here saying, hello, 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 hello. There's echo, echo, echo. Everybody listening, listening. You know, it's not there. Nobody's paying any attention. You know, it's like I'm talking to a fence post. You know, and I know y'all here listening because you wouldn't be here if you didn't. But I'm just telling y'all, I know what y'all going through. It's... But I'm heading that down a situation here. I'm just setting up what I'm getting ready to hit you with again. I'm not done here. I'm not just talking about that. I got something else for you. And you know that Brock Chisholm, you've heard me say this thing. He says, Brock Chisholm again, that boy was busy back in the 40s. He said, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. See, they're trying to bring everybody together, just like I told you. They cause division, so everybody want to come together under Lucifer. Under Lucifer. It's happening now. Well, here, the 25th of September, This one student all of a sudden just stands up. I'm not going to say. Now, how many kids do that? How many kids are going to really stand up for that until they're prompted by their Freemason daddy or the NAACP saying, now, we're going to have your kid. Hey, son. Yes. What can I do? We want you to do this tomorrow, okay? Now, let's rehearse it. Is that total evil or what? This kid on his own didn't do this. It's those stupid parents. The dumb members of the Freemasons there. Man, when you stop telling lies about Santa Claus and they move up to this level. Oh, I'm not done. Oh, no. The American Humanist Association Legal Center agrees. Washington, D.C. based group. Says it works to create a society where being good without God is both accepted and respected, according to the website. And you tell me that humanists don't run this country? Man, y'all better wake up. And you humanists better wake up when they release the felons in the population. Do as I wilt is the hole of the law? Yeah, they're going to do as I wilt. And you're going to be the hole in the law and the hole in the wall because they're going to make you there. You understand this? It has a double-edged sword, your motto. Well, guess what? What I tell y'all? September 29th, 4 days later, ninth grader refuses to pledge allegiance to the flag. Well, Tom, you just said that. Really? Today, on that day I just told you, the American Humanist Association, Epigante Humanist Legal Center, sent a letter to the Oak Park Unified School District located in Oak Park, California. It's on a West Coast roll. So here you got it on the East Coast, refused due allegiance, and you got it on the West Coast, Oak Park, California. A cute little old girl here, just sweet and pigtails, and she just stands up against, I'm not going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Just like she's just not going to. Like a ninth grade student's not going to go along with the program unless their old daddy and mother promoted her to do it. Just sit around and let it happen as they're promoted, I would guess, by Freemasons or a humanist organization, whatever it is, to use their daughter, use their children as pawns is egregious. When I got on the radio, I had to find out these big words. I couldn't use the words I normally used. At what point do you stop using children? You parents out there doing that as if anyone's going to listen to me are just dumber than rocks. And the husband, as a member of the Free Society, Secret Society, taking a blood oath against your family because you keep secrets, is egregious. It's cowardly. What do you think your wife feels like when you say, I can't tell you where I've been? Well, I'm not done. September 28th, Georgia High School State ignites the ear of atheist groups. What does that mean? The Red Raiders of Madison County High in Daniel, there it is again, Georgia. They touch it. Boy, I tell you what, Madison County, you've been targeted, man. I bet the warlocks on the bench and your witchcraft there and your state legislator, I bet they're busy with our paper hanger. I guarantee you Nancy Schaefer wouldn't put up with that nonsense. She doesn't have you washed out your skivvy shorts. That's why y'all murdered her, didn't you, down there? Yeah, that's why. The Red Raiders of Madison County High in Danielsville, Georgia, touch a granite statue on the way to the field that's drawing the ear of groups that say it violates the separation of church and state. A Georgia high school football team's tradition of touching a stone statue on their way out of the fieldhouse is drawing the ire of IRE of two groups that's demanding a statue be removed. Accordingly, MyFoxAtlanta.com, the granite statue is the center of controversy in Madison County High School, again, ignited the fervor of atheist and humanist groups who say the monument's biblical inscription. Oh, did I say that? Let me go back again and say that. Who say that the monument's biblical inscriptions violate the Constitution. The statute is unconstitutional. All of a sudden, do tell. The Freedom From Religion Foundation and American Humanist Association have written letters to the district school district calling the statute unconstitutional. Why do they wait till now to do that? What's going on here? Am I the only one who sees this? Morris Stevens, where this Yahoo is, from the American Humanist Association. I say we live in a free nation, and let's exercise our freedoms and beliefs. Huh? You can't be serious. But they are. It's like Homer Simpson show. But it's real. It's actually happening. And nobody's saying a word. Now you have up there, you Yankees up there, September 29th, New Jersey teen and family join the fight to keep God in the Pledge of Allegiance. That's a good thing. New Jersey teenager, there's her name, grew up reciting the Pledge of Allegiance with the words "Under God." She's willing to go to court for the right to keep it. So you got those up in New Jersey wanting to keep it, keep God in it. The others are saying, I'm not even going to say it. Wow, wow, wow. What a battle we got going on. Isn't that something? I try to keep track of these things to show you. Now, watch this. September 29th. Oh, man. What did Charles Francis Potter say? Every public school is a school of humanism, right? You got teacher sick-outs now. Stop classes and two protests hit Colorado schools. Colorado, Georgia, man, they're hitting you hard. They're hitting you hard. Teachers calling in absent forced a cancellation of classes at two Colorado high schools on Monday. As this past week. A new twist to the dispute over pay and proposed changes to a history curriculum that has drawn national attention. So now the teachers are getting in on it. The same idea. So the conservative school-based training about history, sovereignty, patriotism, they're working for the teachers too. You see, they got a dialectic going on here. Well, they just picked Colorado to do this all of a sudden? No. They work for the same agenda. So they got this conservative group going in, we're going to teach sovereignty, patriotism, and our history and all that. Then they're going to work it out as partners. Now, what we all want you all to do is to go against it. Okay? Okay. You got it right? You got it? Okay. We'll see you. You have dinner later? Yeah, we'll have dinner later. Okay, okay. Well, good acting. Well, good acting for you too. That's how it really works. It's called the dialectic. They're playing both sides against the middle. Teachers shut down two suburban Denver high schools. What a go, humanist teachers. Yeah, you're doing what you're told to do. Cowards, every one of you. Yep, 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 yep. And then you got Fox News getting on it from Huffington Post. Fox News' Ben Carson thinks new AP U.S. history course will make students join ISIS. Oh, man. A Fox News contributor thinks that new framework for advanced placement U.S. history courses will cause students to go sign up for ISIS. Okay. Man, they're hitting this with all four barrels, man. A four-barrel shotgun. They're hitting it hard. And to make sure you don't trust the schools, Brooklyn science teacher now charged with sexually abusing students. It is off the scale for women teachers, 21 to 30 years old, having sexual affairs with their students. Now you got another male teacher going after students. Here comes the International Rights of the Child. Choo-choo! Right down the train it goes. Going to sign again to take your children away. And we need justification. Is that enough right there for you? Look at our children being abused by the teachers. Teachers, it's caused, oh man, this is how it works. It's called the dialectic. He's charged with 36 new crimes. Allegedly took student to nude beach. Don't worry, Mr. Teacher. We want you to come in for it. We'll give you retirement, but we need you to do this. Okay. We'll take care of you afterwards. Family, this deal's being made here. They want that signed so bad. What? International Rights of the Child to get it signed. They want you to support it. That's how they do it. And they put it all in the news. And if people that don't know what you all know, eat this stuff up. Just like candy. It's so obvious. It's like a teaching lesson plan when you read the news today. It depends what, and it doesn't matter. See, they put the news in the West Coast. It put the news, I just proved that. I just proved it. How they manipulate the news. Anti-gay remarks debate spark anger in Brazil. Oh, you mean to tell me it's international? I sure do. New Jersey Republican killed in apparent murder-suicide. That's a Christie one. He did the same thing with Nancy Schaefer. See how they do things? Nancy Schaefer was murdered for CPS, child sex ring investigation. And also for North American Union, she's going after that. Iceland announces men-only UN meeting on women. Naturally, so the women can rise up against it and get everything. You see how it works? This is so easy to pick out. And you got the NFL. They use NFL beauty pageants here in NFL. Watch this. This is amazing. So obvious. NFL says Kansas City Chiefs player shouldn't have been penalized for prayer. He's doing the Muslim prayer. It's all for the show. It's all we want you, hey John, or whatever his name is. Okay, when you make a touchdown, do something. When you do it, make sure he gets a touchdown, right? Okay, all right. When you get there, we should do a prayer like Muslim. Okay, you got it? You got the news ready? Yeah, you got the news? Okay, make sure it gets on the front page. Okay, ready, action, roll 'em. You don't believe me? How about that Kentucky suspect in Kentucky high school shooting? You know what? Kentucky is one of the states that's being sought after to lift the ban on homosexual marriage. Homosexual marriage in Kentucky. And they had a shooting there too. I wonder if that shooting wasn't a warning to someone that was going to vote against it. We can get you in your school. Take one of their kids under Zoloft or whatever. And say, now, we want you to vote. We want you to vote. Huh? How about that? How about that? Now, to show you I'm not off track, I'm not just blowing smoke. Would congressional records be okay for you? Would you go along with congressional records, maybe, as credible source? Would that be okay? Well, in 1915, and this applies today, by the way, it's a ruling. In 1915, congressional records prove the conspiracy between powerful business and media interests. Quote, in March of 1915, J.P. Morgan, interest, stilled, the steel, shipbuilding, and powder interests, subsidiary organizations, got together 12 men high up in the newspaper world in 1915, employed them to select the most influential newspapers in the United States, a sufficient number of them to control generally the policy of the daily press of the United States. Quote, also, they found it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An editor was furnished for each paper to properly supervise and edit information regarding the questions of preparedness, militarism, financial policies, and other things of national, international nature considered vital to the interests of the purchasers. This policy also included the suppression of everything in opposition of the wishes of the interest served. Oh, Tom, that was 1915. Mm-hmm. Well, in 1921, the Rockefellers founded the Council of Foreign Relations. Yeah. And the Council of Foreign Relations, they have ABC, CNN, CBS, NBC, Associated Press, Wall Street Journal. That's just 1993. Newsweek, Reader's Digest, Time Magazine, and yet syndicated columnists George N. Geyer and Ben Wattenberg controls your media perfectly. Since 1915, it's been controlled. The Council of Foreign Relations controls all of your media. They had troubles in 1950. Chicago Tribune had some good articles published about the Korean War that got out that did some damage. They fixed it in 1960s. They got rid of the editors and so forth. How important is the Council of Foreign Relations controlling your media that I've been reading you for the past, I don't know, 45 minutes of how they're actually controlling it? You want some evidence of that? How about that? Let me give you some evidence about that.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean, Richard just gave what could be described as a mini version of my remarks in talking about the issues that confront us. But I look out at this audience filled with not only many friends and colleagues, but people who have served in prior administrations. And so there is never a time when the inbox is not full. Shortly before I started at the State Department, a former Secretary of State called me with this advice: don't try to do too much. And it seemed like a wise admonition, if only it were possible. But the international agenda today is unforgiving. Two wars, conflict in the Middle East, ongoing threats of violent extremism and nuclear proliferation, global recession, climate change, hunger and disease, and a widening gap between the rich and the poor.
There you go. Hey, Wesley Clark and Hillary Clinton for president and presidentette. Whatever. There's your humanist, Satanist, Eastern Stars, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits. The teaching of humanism controls the United States. The most important thing to remember are the differences as to objectives. The humanists are interested in conditioning, behavior modification, values-free indoctrination, and education is concerned with content and not with novelty entertainment, but knowledge is in itself, they say, is rewarding despite humanist arguments to the contrary. What do they do? What are they involved in? Who are the humanists that control this country? God, creation, morality, the fallen state of man, the free enterprise system. But humanists teach total hostile rejection of traditional beliefs. Substitution of man, evolution, amorality, basic goodness of man in one world system, its place, is taught in all your schools, all your colleges and universities, in the military, in the government of this country and Europe and Scandinavia and every other country worldwide. We were under the facade of being free, under the facade of being Christian. Now they're coming out, just like I've been showing you, in full force today. God's written his values in the Bible. If man follows, he'll be prosperous and have life, joy, peace, patience, love, gentleness, kindness, dependability, goodness, and self-control. If he follows the Bible, the King James Bible, the other Bibles, as I demonstrated 2 hours ago, are corrupt. All you got to do is see that the verses are missing, corrupted words, etc. But humanism teaches man to follow his own changing values and be responsible for the consequences of his action. Abortion, illegitimate births, lesbianism, homosexuality, murder, hatred, strife, contention. In general, let it all hang out, baby. That's what they're saying. Does that sound familiar? Guess where that came from? Tavistock. They come up with these things. Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud, Tavistock. They come out with these phrases, these sayings. Let all hang out, baby. Does that sound familiar? Hey, you baby boomers, you ever heard that before? Huh? Let it all hang out. Now you know where you got it from and why. Hate to bust your bubble. Romans 1:22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one to another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. Homosexuality, lesbianism. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient. And being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, listen, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, disrespectful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they should commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do harm. Ouch. Now you know why they won't get rid of the Bible? And they got rid of some of the words in that list there, by the way. They removed some of the words. Does that make it easier to read if they remove some of the words? I know. That begs the question, which words they move. Well, if I'm going to say it, I better prove it. Or just shut up. Well, let's see what words they removed out of that list. That's harsh, what I just read. That's very important, Romans 1. It's so important, Romans 1:22-32. And those churches that won't preach the truth to their congregation about homosexuality, and that sure blows the lid off the Pope when he started marrying off these people, didn't he? Romans 1:27 and 1:29. So we go here. Let's see what we got. Just for the dickens of it, to see what we got here. You get that Message Bible, horrible Bible. The words, the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burn the lust one for another, are absolutely clear. But the Message Bible talks about women with women, men with men, abuse and defiling one another, then it adds all lust, no love. Any gay or lesbian couple who read this would say that they're not abusing or defiling each other because they love each other. See, that's how it works. That's how they mess it up. That's that Message Bible. Homosexuality is completely missing from those verses. In 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 10, the Message Bible. Oh, they're sneaky. That's why they're pushing the Message Bible. Now, when you get to like Mark 16, 9, 20, they remove the whole darn thing. Mark 15, 28 is gone. And the scripture was fulfilled with saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. They just took that out. And Mark 16, 9 to 20, marked out. And they messed up something awful. Mark 9, 20. Oh, 229. That's what I'm looking for. Bear with me here just a second. Yep, be here. Romans 1:29, quote, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whispers. You know what they took out of that? They took out the word fornication. Of like 15 Bibles. King James still has it. Fornication is an important sin. That's why one quarter of Americans have at least one of 25 STDs. Can you trust a Bible that removes fornication from the list of sins? Yet nobody argues the point. They took it out of Romans 1:29, fornication out of that list. Well, does that make it easier to read? Wow. Makes me want to pour water on my head. God has made man his image, spirit, soul, and body to be in fellowship with him. That's what we're here for. Humanism teaches that man's an animal. Soul and body needs only to be rightly related with himself. God's supreme being. Humanism denies the existence of God. And every public school is a school of humanism. And every college and university. Right there with it. When you say Marxism, socialism, communism, it's all connected to humanism. They're synonymous. Communitarianism. Some people say, well, Tom, why don't you know about communitarianism? Oh, goodness, give me a break. You can sit there and it's like talking about philosophy. Some people can't even spell communitarianism. You start talking about it, it's like, well, okay, let's see what we talk about. Communitarianism. Or not educated. I can speak about it. Oh, for goodness sakes, man, just drive me to sleep. Don't tell me this stuff if I'm driving a transfer truck because I just run and kill somebody with it because I fall asleep while I'm listening to you. That's what it's all designed for, to confuse you. Humanism denies the existence of God. And now you see why they want to take down these statues. You see how it affects your life? I just read it to you, what they're doing now. This past week, it's affecting the lives of those kids. So when they say, let's take down that statue, and they really do it, what about those football players and the tradition of those? Well, they're taking that down. I don't know, man. They're starting to take down the statue. We've always done that. That's how they do it. God is a supreme being. Therefore, faith and trust are in him. Humanism teaches that man's supreme being, therefore faith and trust is in man. God does not change, there is certainty. Therefore the system includes law which defines certainty. But humanism teaches there's no certainty because there's constant change, evolution. Therefore, law must be continually changed to whims of man who is the supreme being. God is a supernatural, omnipotent, all-powerful, omnipresent, present everywhere, omniscient. I have a trouble with that word. It's knowledge of everything. Humanism teaches psychic phenomena to give man supreme being and this sense of feeling as being supernatural, even to the point of astral travel. And I can go, somebody just told me this morning. Just this morning, some guy was serious, has a heart attack. He's been on 3-day astral travel. I said, really? He wants to go back 3 years, he wants to go forward in 3 years of future and stop the coming war. I said, you got to be kidding me. Are you serious about this? And I said, don't be dabbling in that. No, I can do it. You can do what? I can stop the war is coming. Show God that this guy was serious. He wasn't messing around. This is what he's teaching these people. They're not just teaching kids they're Santa Claus. They're telling adults that they can travel in time. You ever saw that movie? Once Upon a Time, Somewhere in Time, where the, what's his name, played Superman or something. He wanted to go back in time to whatever her name was. He saw a picture of her like 50 years before and he did it. It's astral travel nonsense. They got it in the movies. Now they're doing, I'm talking to a guy, I'm trying to talk to him out of it, that you need deliverance, man. You got demons in you, brother. This astral travel, the Pentagon does this garbage. The Pentagon has secret projects. They use children. The royal secret is sodomizing a young boy child, rape or murder, in the Pentagon. That's where the kids are going, to give the one doing it, the super soldier, whatever, the power of remote viewing, possession for super soldiers. You understand what I'm saying here? Why do you think they killed Nancy Schaefer? Where do you think pedophile comes from and his pedophile rings? What do you think they use children for? Come on now. Oh, man. We have to ultimately answer directly to God for our actions. Humanism teaches the individual need only to himself. He's his own judge. Oh, that gives me a whole lot of comfort. You New Agers, when they release those felons, it's a double-edged sword. You're going to have felons, murderers, cannibals coming out in the population based on your theology. Do as I will, so hold the law. That they only answer to themselves when they commit a crime. And guess who's going to be the victim? Life after death? They deny life after death. Lying is wrong. They say lying is a relative term, and therefore it doesn't exist in the person, and they think it's okay. The end justifies the means. That's the motto of the Freemasons. For goodness sakes, alive Freemasons. What are you involved in, man? There is a devil, a Satan, and they say that denies the existence of Satan. There's no Satan, they say. God's name should not be profaned. They say humanism allows profaning God's name since it's just an expression. God doesn't exist. You want to bet? We're coming to the end of the program, family. I'm going to hit it tomorrow with comparison of Christianity and humanism. And I've tried to show you today now in more detail how it's affecting your lives. This isn't some humanistic class, no ho-hum. This is affecting people's lives on both the West Coast and the East Coast and in the middle. And the parents are just sleepyhead. Sleepy, sleepy, sleepy. Winston-Salem Journal, September 29th, Monday. Pediatricians urge IUDs or implants for teen girls. There you go. That's up close and personal. Winston-Salem, Chicago, whatever, Chicago. Humanist agenda is picking up steam like the Cannonball Express. Right on your door, America. And you Freemasons, you humanists, Man, you have no idea what you're inviting in your world. They're putting manacles on your wrists, and they're calling it love bracelets, and you're believing them. And then you're getting down on us that's trying to show you, and other Christians too, of what's coming down the pike, and y'all get all huffy about it. Well, I'm not stopping. As long as I can still breathe, I'm still going to keep on trucking. Family, we're at the end of the program. And tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. I'll talk about wherever God leads me to. And I'll just keep marching on, family. Keep marching on. Remind you all that we're played at highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net. And John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, owns three stations up there in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. Yeah. And he has sponsors up there in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, New York. And go to his site, find out his sponsors, use them. Give him a hand. He plays our cast and Bible studies randomly. Also, tonight, on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, Bible study 8 to 9. And then my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. I got a personal one, Tom Gamble, but I don't use it. Well, it's there, but I pretty much work off the Watchman for Jesus. Facebook is a ministry. Yeah. Family, I hope you got something out of it today. Trying to warn people about what's really going on. Because it's going to hit. Know that Jesus Christ is one. Greater is He in you than in the world. Don't let it put fear in you. But look to the future, not the past. The future is coming fast and hard. You can see the changes and their agenda coming to fruition. That means Jesus Christ is getting here sooner. Yeah, see that? Y'all have a good night. See y'all tonight, 8 to 9, or tomorrow at 4. Hit the ground running. Y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. This is The Watchman, signing off.
Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.